At the back of the church is the Reconciliation Chapel, a small room with a screen and two chairs for people to celebrate the Sacrament of Reconciliation, also known as confession. It is a simple room, but the importance of the Sacrament of Reconciliation cannot be underestimated. As St. Thomas Aquinas, one of the saints painted on the ceiling arches, once said, "In the life of the body, a man is sometimes sick, and unless he takes medicine, he will die. Even so, in the spiritual life, a man is sick on account of sin. For that reason, he needs medicine so that he may be restored to health. And this grace is bestowed in the sacrament of penance." The Stations of the Cross were manufactured in Munich, Germany, and were installed in 1890, replacing the originals, which were imported from France in 1873. The stations were lowered and the wooden frames modified in 1986. The Stations of the Cross are a type of pilgrimage, a prayerful and holy journey. There are 14 Stations of the Cross, one for each event on the day Jesus died. You can journey through the last few hours of Christ's life and follow the events that led to his death. Many churches pray the Stations of the Cross on Good Friday as a remembrance of his suffering and death. Immediately in front of the statue of Mary is the baptistry. The baptistry font was installed in 1987, and in 2005 the baptismal pool was added. This font allows for a full immersion baptism of both adults and children. It sits at an entrance of the church to remind those who enter of their baptism when they died to this world and entered into a new life of Christ. The large candle beside the font is the Easter candle or Paschal candle. It is present to remind us of the light of Christ. It is lit at the Easter Vigil and each Sunday of the Easter season. It is also used at liturgies for baptisms and funerals, helping us to remember the focus of life and death is Christ. On the wall beside the baptistery are three urns holding the holy oils. These oils are kept in containers, crafted from former light fixtures. In the 1800s, children from Luxembourg, New Vienna, and Holy Cross, Iowa, contributed their pennies to buy pewter vessels to hold these oils. At the Chrism Mass, usually celebrated here on the Tuesday before Easter, oils are blessed by the Archbishop. These oils are then used for the various sacraments throughout the year, including the anointing catechumens, baptism, confirmation, anointing of the sick, and ordination to the priesthood. The elevated area at the front of the church is called the sanctuary. At the center of the sanctuary is the altar where the bread and wine are consecrated during the Mass and become the body and blood of Christ. When you share in the Eucharist, you are sharing in Jesus' body and blood. Immediately under the altar is a box which contains the bones of Saint Cesanus, a young boy who was martyred in the 4th century during the persecution by Diocletian. It is custom in Catholic churches to have small relics, generally pieces of bones, of saints, in the altar to remind us of the responsibility and opportunity that the Eucharist presents to us. In receiving the Eucharist, we are called to holiness and called to sainthood. Saint Cesanus' remains were presented to Bishop Matthias Loris by Pope Gregory XVI in 1838 and have been at the cathedral ever since. At the same time of the 1986 renovation, the sanctuary was extended and the Reservation Chapel of the Blessed Sacrament was created by building the wooden screen that now separates the sanctuary from the tabernacle. As Catholics, we believe in the real presence of Christ in the Eucharist. We believe that the bread and wine truly becomes the body and blood of Christ. When the priest consecrates the Eucharist at Mass, he often consecrates more than is needed at that particular Mass. This is for several reasons. The first is so that those who are sick, homebound, or dying are able to receive the Eucharist even if they cannot come to Mass. Priests, deacons, and parishioners visit them in their homes or hospital beds and bring the body of Christ to them. In order to offer great respect and dignity to the body of Christ, as we would the body of a loved one, The Eucharist left after Mass is over is reserved in a special place of reservation, known as a tabernacle. This also serves the purpose of protecting the Eucharist from theft or desecration by people who do so either out of anger or spiritual beliefs that serve evil. However, it is just as important for the purpose of offering a place for people to come and visit the living Christ present in the Eucharist. Just as we may visit our loved ones and foster a stronger relationship with them, we can visit Christ, physically present to us in the Eucharist, and build a stronger relationship with Him. For this reason, in the reservation chapel, there are chairs and kneelers that allow for people to come and spend quiet time with Christ outside of the Mass. As a constant reminder of Christ's presence in the tabernacle, and to continue the remembrance of the light of Christ, a candle hangs from the ceiling of the church above the altar. As you look at the altar, the ambo is to your right. This is where the lector, a deacon, or the priest proclaim the word of God. The lector reads the first and second readings during Mass, and a priest or a deacon reads the gospel. Just as Christ is present in the Eucharist, we believe that He is also present in the proclamation of the Scriptures. At the Second Vatican Council, in the dogmatic constitution of the sacred liturgy, the Church Fathers describe the importance of the altar and ambo as tables used to feed the people of God. They should be instructed by God's word and be nourished at the table of the Lord's body. They should give thanks to God by offering the Immaculate Victim, not only through the hands of the priest, but also with him. They should learn also to offer themselves through Christ the Mediator. They should be drawn day by day into ever more perfect union with God and with each other, so that finally God may be all in all. And later it says, the treasures of the Bible are to be opened up more lavishly, so that richer fare may be provided for the faithful at the table of God's word. In the sanctuary, the Church requires that a crucifix be present and visible to the people gathered as a way to remind us of the sacrifice and love of Christ for all. Because this church is the home parish of the Archbishop, who is the Metropolitan of the Iowa Province, we have in our sanctuary the Metropolitan Cross, a special crucifix that is carried in procession when the bishop is here celebrating liturgies. This cross is unique with a double cross, which signifies it is the cross of the Archbishop. In every cathedral, there is a chair for the bishop when he is celebrating Mass there. In fact, this is where the name cathedral comes from. In Latin, it is cathedra, or chair. Our bishop's chair in the cathedral is moved to the front only when the bishop is here for Mass. Otherwise, it sits empty but is always visible. The chair holds carvings of crozier, mitre, and keys that are symbols of the Archbishop's authority. If you look to the sides of the sanctuary from the nave, you will see two doorways. These doorways are the entrances to the cathedral center. The entrances to the cathedral from cathedral center were not originally doorways at all. When the cathedral was first built, before concelebration of the Mass was permitted, in their place were two side altars for priests to celebrate Mass. On each altar were the statue of Joseph and Mary that now adorn the pedestals in front of the entrances. Another altar that once existed held the Pietà statue, a recreation of Michelangelo's sculpture in Rome, and is now located in the back corner of the church. The two entrances to the side corridors on both sides of the altar are framed by the wood entrances that used to be the original altars. During the 1986 interior renovation, many of the elements were reused in different ways, like seen in these doorways. Access between the cathedral nave and the center was made possible by reducing the size of the sacristies and providing corridors. Indirect lighting was installed. The entire cathedral was carpeted, and all woodwork was brought back to its original light oak finish, which had been varnished with a thick dark stain over the course of the passing century since the cathedral was built. The corridor behind the statue of Mary is called the Corridor of the Last Supper. It takes its name from the relief sculpture that hangs here. This sculpture used to be on the front of the main altar before the 1980s renovation. After the renovation, it was cleaned and moved to its current place. The corridor behind the statue of St. Joseph is called the Corridor of the Saints. The corridor displays hundreds of relics of saints that were secured for the cathedral over the course of the history of the parish. These relics are on display for veneration and a way to encounter the saints in an intimate and personal way. The relics are kept in reliquaries, which were originally on the high altar of the tabernacle altar, flanking both sides of the tabernacle.